From Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parashat Mishpatim, working on the weak spots. If we ask the question, we just finished the Ten Commandments, last week's Parsha. A few laws were given, and then God presents the Mishpatim Asher Tassim Lefneihem, the laws which Moshe should present before the Jewish people. What's the first law that he presents? If you buy a slave, what should you do with him? When does he go out? Is he entitled to his children, his wife, etc.? Why slavery? Why start with slavery? Isn't that like the worst part of the law? I mean, that the law still had slavery in it? Now, lest you wonder, how could the Torah have slavery altogether? Don't forget, it was only 160 years ago that in this country, hundreds of thousands of people were killed because they were still fighting over the issue of slavery. The Torah could not cancel slavery, but the Torah certainly does modify it. The slave has a day off. The slave cannot be beaten to the point where he loses a limb. And when you have a Hebrew slave, there are certain rights and privileges as well. So the Torah starts with the weak spot. Knowing, the Shaddal says, look, the ways of the Torah are peaceful. And there were many who considered in those days, and certainly Shaddal's days, he lived around the time of the Civil War, there were many people who did not consider a slave to be a person and not entitled to the full treatment of the law. And the Torah says, no, a slave has certain rights and privileges. As a slave, he's also a human being as well. Another one of the weak spots of society was people used to sell their children. Now, Rosh Hashanah points out, no normal person, based on any of the ethos of the Torah, would ever sell their children, unless they were in absolute desperation. They had no food to eat, nothing to feed the children. It's a form of foster care. You give them to a man, you hope that man will marry her. If he doesn't, then she has all kinds of rights and privileges. Again, the weakest person in society, the weakest link in society, the weakest legal institution in society, the sale of children is the second thing Torah addresses. Another person who's very vulnerable is someone, a woman who's one of many wives. She's part of a harem or multiple wives. Maybe she has no rights. The Torah says no. If there are other wives, each wife has rights to the husband's time in the bedroom and for being provided with clothing and food. But then you say, well, the Torah in the beginning of the parsha is only talking about the weak spots in society and things you wouldn't think of. Then it goes back and it talks about don't murder, and what happens if you murder, what happens if you curse your parents. So it's going back to the Ten Commandments. What's going on? The answer is that by mixing it up, it shows you that these things are just as important. Getting these weak spots in Jewish law, in societal law, getting them fixed up is just as important as the basic laws of the Ten Commandments of do not kill and do not commit adultery, etc. Now, the other laws here are also in the sort of murky areas of Jewish law. Some people say, oh, I believe in the Ten Commandments. You know, the rest of the laws, you know, they were canceled and you don't have to do them anymore. But the Ten Commandments, we all believe in the Ten Commandments, except for people who don't give enough attention to Shabbos. But the Ten Commandments are widely accepted. The reason we don't just have Ten Commandments is because the Torah in our Parsha, right after the Ten Commandments, has to lay out the details. What happens if you kill by mistake? What happens if you kill someone, but you just hurt them, and then they don't die right away? What happens then? What if you claim asylum? You say, well, I live in the Holy Temple. I'll never leave the temple. You can't kill me. And we say, the Torah says, you take him, you drag him out of there, and you kill him, as Solomon did for Yoav. And what if you kill a slave? Do you die for that? And the answer is yes. What if you kill a fetus? What if you kill? What if you killed an animal? Killed someone? What are the rules? Is it as if you killed or not? What are the rules? What if you didn't cause the damage at all? You didn't steal from anybody, but you indirectly caused it because you set up an obstacle in the public domain. You made a hole and you didn't cover it up. What if you didn't do any damage, but your ox did? Are you always obligated for your ox? Or Well, the ox went wild that day. We didn't expect it. What are the rules? Look in the parsha. You'll find out. So how do we define, okay, what about defensive killing? What if someone kills in self-defense? Is that murder? So all these things must be discussed. And just as the Torah here discusses the weak spots, I think we can ask ourselves a question today also. What are the weak spots today? If you had a look, if the Torah were written today, what would the Torah start with? Thank God we don't have to deal with slavery anymore. Selling our children. Read some editorialist in the New York Times. You'll find out there's just still children being sold for slavery. But thank God in our circles you don't find such a thing. But what are some things that the Torah would have to address? Maybe it would address the issue of homelessness. How do we deal with the fact there are homeless people in your community? What do you do about that? Great poverty. Maybe it would address the question of how certain sectors of society are dealt with or how they feel about certain things. Maybe we still have to deal more with the disabled or other communities that feel disenfranchised. So what are the weak spots in Jewish law and society that need to be addressed? Torah is telling us those are the things that need the most attention are right there. But if you ask in general, you know, what do you need the Talmud for? People are trying to figure out what happens if this happens, what happens if that happens, what happens if this happens? Because you have to have definition. Just to say, I don't kill anybody. So then, well, what about abortion? Yes, no. What about this circumstance of abortion? That circumstance? We have to have the details. We can't just have a slogan on a placard, say you're anti, you're for, you're pro, you're against. We need to know the details. That's what Judaism is all about. And therefore, when we read this parsha, we thank God. We say, hallelujah. Why? It says in the morning davening, we say, Lo asachin chogoy, shbatim ba'idaum, hallelujah. That God didn't do this for any other nation, to give them the details to find out what is right and what is wrong. For us to just make it up on our own, you can come up with some pretty strange laws when you make it up on your own. Speak to people in Norway, Sweden, all kinds of laws they come up with, mercy killing, all kinds of things. The Torah is given to us so that we know, not just the generalities, do not kill, do not steal, but we know specifics, and we have guidelines, and even then the Talmud refines it further. Exactly what are the laws in this circumstance, that circumstance. And it's all a great gift from God. For that we say, Halukah, we praise God for knowing right from wrong. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Beth Lameth Congregation for this discussion of Parshat Mishpatim. Join us each week for a discussion of the various holidays and various topics. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.